This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We direct your attention today as just one relevant example to the Maryland Code of Business Regulation, Section 10-315, Paragraph A, quote, "A person who sells motor fuel at retail shall display signs in accordance with this section." So, of course, you read on, and then farther down, you see Paragraph E, subpara 3, again quoting, "All numerals on the sign shall be at least 8 inches high and 3.5 inches wide and have a brush stroke of at least 1 inch." And this week, those 8x3.5 signs are showing on a national average $3.40 for a gallon of regular gas. Hence, with gas prices staring Americans in the face every day, the announcement from the White House this morning that it's going to release 50 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in the hopes, as the president said today from the podium, that that'll lower prices, which will then make their way to your corner gas station. Now, 50 million barrels of anything sounds like a lot, but we use a little bit more than 18 million barrels of petroleum every single day in this economy. So that's, what, just shy of like 3 days worth coming to market sometime soon-ish? Marketplace's Andy Euler gets to the bottom of the barrel.
When we hear about inflation, one of the first things that comes up is how much more it costs to fill up your car. That's put President Biden in the hot seat.
Gasoline prices happen to have this unique political connotation, and it also happened to be something that sometimes you can actually do something about.
That's Ellen R. Wald. She's president of Transversal Consulting. She says, unfortunately for consumers,
the coordinated release from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve will probably have more of a political impact than it will a market impact.
That's because in the U.S., oil production and refining it into gasoline is up to private companies.
Oil prices are now in the hands of producers.
Clark Williams Derry at the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis says before the shale boom, the government could blame OPEC and Russia for high oil prices. But now the U.S. is a top oil producer and investors want returns from oil companies.
Their incentives are all aligned to keep prices high. And that is going to create some real pain for consumers.
The U.S. isn't alone here. Five other countries are also releasing some oil. Now, historically, this happens because of a natural disaster, say a hurricane or political upheaval in an oil-producing country. Antoine Hauf at Columbia's Center on Global Energy Policy says this one's different.
There's no disruption. There's no Hurricane Katrina or other. There's no civil war. It's more a question of producer country supply management.
In other words, members of OPEC and the big oil companies in the U.S. aren't ramping up supply quickly enough to meet demand. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.